like not planned or anything.
Yeah, I get you. Just
over there. Yeah.
All right, so welcome to the Everybody Hates Big podcast.
Pog.
Shut up, bro. Okay, so I'm Jaden.
I'm your boy, Skinny Penis Tyler.
So I know for a fact that it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
Yeah.
Pog. Yeah, so on this podcast, we hate Vic.
Everybody hates Vic.
Everybody. Even Vic hates Vic.
Fuck Vic. I hate him.
I hate Vic, dude.
He's a bitch.
Honestly.
Should we, like, explain why we hate Vic? I mean, there's not really an explanation.
Well, what is there to explain, though? Why wouldn't we hate Vic?
I guess that's true. But, like, people don't know Vic.
Yeah, I know. I had Kyler set up my story, and he goes, "Who's Vic?" And I was like, "Bro, you're so lucky.
You just had to be there.
You just had to be there, bro." Vic was someone that we worked with at McDonald's, and well,
McDonald's.
You still work with him.
I still work with him.
I don't anymore.
Yeah. I actually go to school with him too.
Oh yeah, Pog.
So that shit.
Pog champ.
That's not Pog,
dude. You get to make fun of him all day, Pog.
I guess, like, dude. I guess
wish
that's
I could
kinda...
do that. I wish I could just go to school and make fun of Vic.
You can.
No, I can't. I have to be at the other school.
I guess that's true, yeah.
But this kid Vic, dude, he's just... And Vic, I know you're listening. Fuck you. Vic's just one of those people you just... I mean, you don't really have anything against him except everything.
And just, like, the way he acts.
Just him and... just his... presence, you're just like, oh, fuck that guy, you know?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Fuck Vic.
Fuck Vic.
No, but...
Dude, I hope my mom's not listening.
I hope mine is, so she can hate Vic too.
Dude, yeah. Well, I just don't want my mom to listen, because, like...
Swear words?
Because of... fuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude, that's Pog. But
it's not Pug.
That's not Pug, no.
It's not Pug.
Vic was like, and I know you're listening, Vic, so this is going to be the first time we make fun of you for it, but the dude waddles in.
I know,
he waddles in like
bro.
A penguin, and then he waves his hand like he's like mentally disabled.
Yeah, so anytime we come across him, he has to wave his hand like... I don't know. What's the word? Like...
dumb.
Yeah, I guess. And then he'll go, hi, guys, hi, like a dog.
And I remember one time he goes, hi, Jaden. And Jaden goes, no. Just no. And I think I was laughing for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, I'm just going to start saying that.
Yeah.
So every single day I saw him, every single time he said hi, even when he tried to catch me off guard, just no. Anyways, I just hate that guy. You know?
Dude, yeah.
Fuck Vic.
So,
this whole podcast isn't going to be about Vic.
No.
It's just the fact that we named it after
it's
the
funny,
fact that
dude.
We hate Vic. You know, it's a play on, you know, everybody hates Chris, but everybody hates Vic, you know, Pog. Is someone calling you?
No. I was just thinking I should probably start a timer so we know how long we've been going for.
Does it not say when you're recording?
No.
That's not.
Oh, wait. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It's been for 4 minutes.
Pog.
Pog champ. So, yeah, Vic, like, sure, you know, he's a nice guy, but he's too nice.
Yeah, he's a simp.
Like, yeah, he's just...
He tries too hard.
He's like Mr. Rogers if Mr. Rogers was retarded.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
So, I don't know. Like, just the way he acts and his personality, it just makes you want to punch him.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. He's just really, like, the complete opposite of self-centered.
Exactly, bro.
And I hate
him. Oh, my God. I hate it so much.
I mean, there's so much more I could say, but we'll wait.
It kind of sounds like we're, like, were bitches for saying that we hate this guy for being too nice and too not self-centered. But
you just have to be there.
Yeah, you just have to know him.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, my mom doesn't even know him, and I'm sure she hates him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Hate the guy.
Like, I don't know. It's like if you went to church camp, and he's like, he's just that church camp goer.
I went to church camp a few times, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it sick?
It was actually pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you play games and stuff?
Yeah, actually. I played in a Smash Bros. Tournament. Pog.
In church camp?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then I remember during service, they, because I had told one of the counselors there that I had over like 2,000 hours on Smash. And he decided to bring it up before service started to everybody. We had like multiple camps there, like yeah. 4 or 5 churches or something. And he brought it up, and he, when he pointed to me and called me out, everyone looked at me in the sanctuary, and I was passed out. And all of a sudden I wake up, I'm like, huh? And I look at everybody in the room staring at me. It was so awkward. And like my pastor's just standing behind me, just like, oh my gosh, it was a fun camp though. But I remember just waking up and seeing everybody staring at me, and I'm like, oh, and there's like 500 kids just staring at me.
Yeah, but was there a kid there that acted like fake?
No.
Really?
A lot of them just acted like high schoolers.
Really? Oh.
I mean, there were a few that were just kind of like, I'm not going to say their names in case they're listening, that we went to church with, but they were just not there mentally.
Yeah.
But aside from that, everyone that I went to church with, you guys are pogs. I know they're listening to this because of my boys. Schmeetfest, shout out to you boys. Mwah.
Bro.
Ironwood for the win. Pog.
So I saw this other podcast, and they were doing a, like, world's hardest questions. I know it's been done a lot, but, like, I just thought it was interesting, like, other people's takes on, like, the world's hardest questions. So one of them was, if you bake 2 lasagnas,
mm-hmm.
and you stack 1 lasagna on top of the other lasagna, do you still have 2 lasagnas or 1 lasagna?
So, you're stacking, like, the tin included?
No, just the lasagnas.
So, do you stack them before or after you bake them?
After.
Then you have 2.
Then you have 2 lasagnas. Well, I guess... No, but, like, so, yeah, you have you have to bake 2 different lasagnas.
Uh-huh.
And you stack 1 lasagna on top of the other lasagna. Is that 1 or 2 lasagnas?
Well, here's the way I look at it. When people bake cakes... You know, they have different layers of cake, so they have to make individual cakes.
Yeah.
And they stack it on top of them, frost them, and that's 1 cake. But it's actually 3 individuals, but it's 1 big cake.
Yeah,
so it could be 2 individual lasagnas, but it's 1 big lasagna.
It's 1 big, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 1 big lasagna.
That's kind of annoying. It's almost like the is water wet question.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask. Is water wet?
Well, I used to think it is.
Really?
But here's how I thought about it. Okay, you either have something that's wet or you have something that's dry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This paper in my hand, mm-hmm. this is dry, okay? Mm-hmm. And if water isn't wet, is it dry? And I would ask kids that. I'd be like, is water wet? They'd be like, no. I'm like, so is it dry? No. Then what is it? It's water.
Yeah, exactly.
But that doesn't make any sense.
No.
The way they always explained it was water isn't wet. It makes things wet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. If you're going out for a swim, mm-hmm. when you're under the water, like fully submerged in the water, mm-hmm. are you wet? Are fish wet? Like when they're in the ocean, are they wet?
Yeah, because the water is making them wet.
Yeah, being but
in the water is making it wet.
Does that mean us being out here makes us dry?
Because we're not. I mean. If we're sweating, we're not dry.
Okay.
But if we're just like right here, I'm dry. But if you put a piece of paper fully submerged underwater, is it wet or is it still dry?
It's soggy.
It's wet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it'd go both. What?
defined on Google, it says it's not wet. It says that water is its own, like, whatever. But I like to think that water isn't wet, but it makes things wet, if that makes sense. But I feel like it could be wet. If a scientist came up to me and told me that water was wet, I'd be like, okay. If a scientist came up to me and told me it wasn't wet, I'd be like, okay. Either way.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Either way, it makes stuff wet, you know?
No, but, like, don't you think, because, like, there's schools of fish, right? Mm. And they're all underwater. If fish, like, fish probably can communicate to each other in their own fish language.
Oh, most definitely.
So, if, does one of the fish say to the other fish, oh, you're wet? No, that's just where they live.
Do you think if, like,
don't even, I know where you're going with this. Don't even go there.
But, like, what if it's, like, reverse psychology? Like, oh, you're so dry.
Shut up.
Oh, baby, I like it dry. So, dude, I was hitting her from the back last night, and she was completely wet.
She was,
dude, can you, she wasn't even, like, dry.
Can you believe that, bro? She wasn't even dry.
She wasn't even dry.
And, like, condoms, they're not lubed. It's just dry.
Oh, man, those are so gross.
That would, no, yeah.
Could you, I couldn't imagine how that is, because, like, if a girl's, like, sucking on the condom, do you think they're just getting lubed up in the mouth, and it's just, like...
Well, yeah, but they do have flavored condoms.
They do.
So, like...
I've never used any, because I'm a virgin.
Same.
This is now the Everyone Loves Virgins podcast.
No, that doesn't sound very good. Everyone is a virgin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody loves virgins. That doesn't sound very good.
The 40-year-old virgin.
Steve Carell.
Dude, Steve Carell's pod.
We got Michael Scott from The Office in the podcast room.
Yeah, he's pog.
We also got, let's see, let's name him.
Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Dobby.
Dobby.
Which I was calling, like... What was, like,
Dooby?
I was calling him, like, Gooby.
Gooby. Yeah, you were, like, calling him Gooby.
And, like, Gooch. And
okay, and then we got Mike from Stranger Things.
Pog. Dustin.
We'll, oh, Dustin. Yeah. Pog. And then... What's her name? Like,
I don't know. Some blonde girl, so from Scrubs.
From Scrubs, yeah. I think her name's, like, Ellie or something, or Elliot.
I don't know. That ain't Pog.
And then we also got... Joey from Friends and Pog. Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Pog.
And we got a giant 6-inch tall Rick from Rick and Morty with his portal gun. We also got
it's the Love Ranger from Fortnite with the back wing love wings.
And while we're in the Fortnite category, we got some Fortnite drinking cups.
Pog.
And we also got a Fortnite tablecloth.
Pog. Anyways, back to the pop figures.
We got Thor.
From Ragnarok. He's a bobblehead.
He doesn't have the long hair. He has the short hair.
Which I think looks better.
Yeah, that's yeah, my yeah.
A lot of people. That's an unpopular opinion.
We also got Pickle Bree. And we got Super Saiyan Goku.
Super Saiyan 1 from Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, sir. We also got a Dragon Ball Z poster. Well, it's a Dragon Ball Super poster.
Which I think was better than Z, it's, which yeah. is also an unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go back to Vic for a second. So he comes up to me in school. He's like, oh, I saw the podcast room. And I was like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, I loved the Dragon Ball poster.
Did you turn your mic down? Oh, you have it facing the other way. There you go.
Oh, my bad.
I was like, what happened?
So, like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I love the Dragon Ball poster. And the whole time, I was thinking, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball.
Oh, man. Inside jokes that they'll never be able to understand.
Dragon Ball. So, yeah, we got a Dragon Ball poster, there's more Funko Pops, and a U2s. So, we got one of the Pops is... Tina from Bob's Burgers riding a unicorn with a coffee mug on her head.
Dude, that's the coolest thing. It reminds me of that Deadpool thing we saw at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. It was Deadpool riding a unicorn.
Yeah, and he had like a sword in his head. Yeah. I think. Yeah, dude. That was Pog.
And then we also got a Thanos bobblehead.
Pog. Pog. Pog.
And then we got Keemstar from Drama Alert. It's the U2s. And then, yeah. And then we got a Rick and Morty poster. A Japanese.
I don't even know what you'd call that.
Chinese.
Cool,
it's pretty sick. It's like a lake with a boat. And there's like mountains and
if you
trees.
Want a picture, just ask us. We'll send you one. And we have a guitar.
A guitar, yeah.
Because we're guitar. Pro musicians. Be-de-de-de-do.
And we got a lamp.
Yeah, that's our lamp.
Lamp. And we got a quote that says, "Don't wait for the perfect moment. Take the moment and make it perfect."
Dude, I'm hard from that.
Okay. And we got a smoke alarm. Pogger!
But it's a smoke alarm that doesn't need the battery changed.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that, so the problem, when I'm playing with Jeremiah.
Oh, yeah, and it goes,
dude. Beep. 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 Because, like, dude, I remember playing Fortnite with him. This was, like, 2 years ago. And yeah. He was still.
Beep. I know. He never changes the damn batteries.
Bro, and then I play with him, like, 2 weeks ago on GTA, and I hear beep, and I'm like, no way, it's been 2 years and he hasn't changed this, bro. I don't
yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Poggers.
Stop, bro. Fuck, what were we talking about?
Pog.
Pog Champ, Pog Mania, Pog Meister.
We're supposed to have Ian come on, or at least come into the room.
Aztec Gravy.
Yeah, but
is he still coming?
He has his location on Pog.
I better text.
He's 19 minutes ago. He was at his house. Ian just got his first tattoo.
Poggers.
Could get a GG in chat
for Ian. Chat.
Yeah, dude. Well,
I can sniff my microphone.
Dude, stop.
Sorry.
Let's see what's trending on Google right now. I'd go at it incognito to see the news. Just because yeah. Anything interesting, Google?
Oh, we're talking about news? This is the
well,
news
we're just
segment?
Talking about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, the new Spider-Man trailer came out.
Dude, it looks sick, bro.
Dude, I told my dad, and he's like, my dad's on this huge thing that, because he really liked Aquaman, okay?
Aquaman wasn't bad. For the DC movies that have been coming out recently, it's not that bad. And also, the Suicide Squad, the new one on HBO Max, was actually not that bad.
Dude, I heard that people couldn't really see the Peacemaker. Is that like something that's been going
dude,
on?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe that's one of his abilities.
Maybe that's just John's ability, that you can't see him. Anyways, but no, because my dad's on this rant. Because yeah. He knows that I hate Aquaman.
Why?
With a passion. I hate
Why?
Aquaman. So... Aquaman is so... He's a stupid superhero, okay? And I can say the same thing about Flash. But Aquaman, he talks to fish. He talks to fish and
okay,
he plays with
but
water.
He has a cool trident.
He's got a cool trident. I'll give you that, okay?
And Jason Momoa played him in the new
I'm
movie.
Just talking about the superhero in general. I'm not talking about the movie. Okay, Jason Momoa, I love him. Jason Momo.
Yeah.
You know, he was good in it, but I just don't like Aquaman. You know, and just, so he knows that I don't like Aquaman. So every time I bring up a superhero, he's like, "He can't beat Aquaman." And I'm like, "Bring Aquaman to land, and then let's have him fight. Let's bring him to the planet that Thanos fought the Avengers on, and let's see how well
yeah,
Aquaman
no.
does."
Yeah, so if he's fighting any other superhero on land, he's not winning. But if it's underwater, he has a like he's winning.
Most
sure.
definitely, yeah. But I just told him like I don't like Aquaman, and he goes. When I brought up the Spider-Man trailer, he goes, "Spider-Man's not even that good. Aquaman could beat him." I'm like, okay, Dad. And I'm like, but Doctor Strange is... And my dad really likes Doctor Strange. And he's like, oh, okay. Maybe it's worth watching. But
I think Ian's here.
Anyways.
Yeah, Ian's here.
But I don't know. I thought the trailer's pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of people are thinking that all three Spider-Mans are going to be in it. I don't think so, bro.
I hope so.
I think it'd be really cool.
Hey, look who's here. Get
Mr. Peabody out. Go, dude.
Go.
No.
No. Shut the door.
Ian, shut the door. Ian, get him out.
Get fucked.
We're recording.
We're recording right now.
We were talking about the new Spider-Man trailer.
Say something?
Yeah.
Victor's a punk-ass bitch.
Factual! Poggers!
But no, we were talking about the new Spider-Man trailer. Have you seen it?
It looks sick, huh?
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, it's pot. What is this?
I don't know. At 7, I have to take this off.
Is this like a cleaning kit?
No, it's for my shaving.
Ian got a tattoo. It's pretty sick.
It's pretty sick, dude. It's like a rose. It's like a rose with like a blade going through it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's actually fire. Oh, it is soap and stuff. Okay.
Did you post it on your story?
No. You should.
Oh, you should. Or Instagram.
Once I take it.
Yeah.
Well, you could do like a before and after. Did it hurt? Medium, yeah.
Yeah. Probably a good thing I got my first one on my leg.
You think so?
Yeah, that's what people say is like on the calf, it doesn't hurt as much as like other
places. Yeah, my dad got a tattoo on his calf. His most he doesn't do tattoos anymore, but he got one like 2015, I think, and it's on his back of his calf, and he said it didn't hurt the least. Or it hurt the least.
Oh, wait.
But he has one on his stomach like this big, and he said that one hurt pretty bad because it's like a demon that goes like this. And he always tells me that it's like a self-portrait of my mom, but it's like a really ugly demon. And he's got like a lot of like Black Sabbath
like
skulls and stuff.
I thought your first tattoo was gonna be the Led Zeppelin symbols.
No, I changed it.
Yeah, where did you just come up with that, or because you know it's like against like tattoo rules to steal like other people's tattoos. Not like album covers or anything, but like if someone already has a tattoo.
Talk into the mic. Other tattoos? You can hold the mic.
It looked different, but then I told my sister that, and so she sent a picture like.
Did she draw that?
No, she sent a picture off Pinterest to the dude that did it, and then he just changed it up and put it.
Dude, I think tattoo orders are so cool.
Yeah.
Like they can literally like draw whatever and make it look badass.
He had to sketch it up too. I was there for like.
That's fire, dude.
Was it the same one that did Hannah's tattoo? Same artist?
No.
Oh.
So what did you do when you were getting it? You were just talking to him, or?
How long did it take?
Like half an hour.
Half an hour.
Really?
That's not bad.
Mm.
How much did it cost?
$250.
Really? God damn.
That's actually not that bad.
Yeah, but still, I mean still a lot of money.
I mean, Ian's got bags, though.
He's got bags. You got McDonald's bags, bro.
you got like half a bag. They're pretty fire, though.
They hurt at first.
What do your parents think of it?
My dad hasn't seen it yet.
Does he know you got it?
Yeah.
Did you just go and like only told Hannah or what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Okay. I mean, I guess you're 18, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, my parents don't. Because I'm 18, but dude, I'm gonna get
and I still live with my parents. Tyler,
dude, I'm sorry.
That's brand new. That was a $200 mic that you just dropped.
It was 60.
Was it? It was 100.
It was 120 for both. Remember, because the Yeti one was.
Yeti was 200, huh?
No, it was 120.
It was 120.
And these were 60 each.
They're good mics.
They are good mics. But no, because my parents, they have like their whole like. I'm not dissing against religion, but I guess like
I can't hear you.
Part of like the whole like like I don't know, they're just really against tattoos. My dad wishes he could get them all off, but he can't. But I guess it's up to me.
That would cost so much money.
Oh yeah,
and it would hurt like a bitch.
Dude, everyone calls me stupid for wanting this. I want a Dragon Ball tattoo. Right
I know there. You showed you the moon. There.
Yeah.
Yeah. With like Goku sitting on it or whatever.
Yeah, there's that one, or there's one where it's like Goku, Krillin, and Master Roshi walking.
Yeah, after Ian said the Led Zeppelin symbols, I thought that would be sick as fuck. So I'm kind of glad you didn't get it because I kind of want.
Have you seen Dante's tattoo on his hand? He's got a Majin Buu like M on his hand right here.
Oh really?
It's pretty sick.
That sounds pretty cool.
But I mean, Majin Buu sucks. So I don't know who would want that kind of tattoo.
Hayden wants me to call him to listen to his voicemail.
What?
Yeah. Hayden wants to build a Lego set with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to tell. He was trying to call you so you can build a Lego set with us. Oh my god! All
right, did you guys do it?
Build the Lego set? Yet.
No.
He told me about it today.
He wants to build a Harry Potter one.
Yeah, he's gonna put it on his desk. Dude, it's a Harry Potter castle.
Have you seen my Baby Yoda one?
Yeah.
It's fire, dude.
I'm not gonna build Harry Potter though.
It's a Lego set. Like, what's
Harry Potter?
Okay.
My man.
I actually like Harry Potter.
Shut the fuck up.
I like Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is sick. I actually had a Hobbit Lego set, but I lost pieces to it.
I had a bunch of Star Wars sets.
I love Star Wars.
I'm just not like a huge, like I've never been like one of those.
You'd get a lightsaber like Easton.
He got a lightsaber?
Yeah, Easton got a lightsaber.
I want
to
go to Disney.
Yeah, he kept sending me videos of it, bro. He's like, "Look at my lightsaber. It cost me $200." And I was like, "Dude."
Dude, Trent's blew $700 on an electric longboard.
Oh, but those are sick.
They are.
Those are sick. Really? Yeah.
Cruise control
in a way.
What? Okay, that's kind of cool. Is it like a Tesla? It could just drive itself.
Pretty much.
It might as well be.
Rick, call Hayden, listen to his voicemail.
Oh, he wants to hear his voicemail.
Put it up to the mic.
What's happening?
He's not going to answer. Quit stroking the mic.
Someone who's probably winning too much when you look at what they're doing. But when the beep comes, and I know some of the best beeps, believe me, but when it comes, leave a great message, and they will get back quickly, strongly, in some cases, rapidly. So thank you, and China.
Is that supposed to be Donald Trump?
It is Donald Trump, I think.
Is it?
It's like,
it sounds like a bad impression.
Trump. Like the what's the guy on SNL that always Alec Baldwin?
Ugh, fuck that guy.
I hate that guy. Love the Boss Baby, but I hate that guy.
I liked him in the Cat in the Hat.
You did?
Yeah, dude, the movie's fire.
I like Mike Myers. And
that's a tattoo he wants to get. When you've done everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Well, that's wrong, because they have God lowercase, and it's supposed to be capitalized.
That is true.
Because it's a name, and names are capitalized, because they're nouns. Pog.
Pronouns. Not nouns, pronouns.
A noun is a person, place, or thing.
Pronoun is a specific person, place, or thing.
How about you shut up?
No. Bitch.
So how would Victor go out? Like, how would...
Probably killing himself after he hears the podcast.
Dude, oh man. We haven't even, like, started on Victor yet. I mean, we were explaining why we hate him, but we haven't even gotten in on this dude yet.
Oh, you want to talk about the Disney?
Oh, how Disney... or
okay, let's just... Victor. Okay, so how did this even come up? Like, to Victor.
We're shitting on Victor like every day.
Uh-huh.
And just so you know what? I bet Victor would be the type of dude to jerk off Disney movies.
And then we were like in the robotic push, like, Disney or Victor jerks off to old Disney movies. So then we were like, man. And then we were like reenacting as Victor, like, oh dude, when Bambi's mom gets shot. The Brother Bear soundtrack.
Ricky Rose.
Oh
No, but
yeah, he's Dopey the Dwarf.
Dopey, stop saying. And it's not even Disney.
Yes, it is.
Harry Potter is not Disney.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, you dumbass.
Oh, I thought you said, I thought you meant Dobby, like Harry Potter.
Why would I say Dopey?
You said, oh, you said Dopey.
Yeah, then you repeated Dopey.
No, I said. It's fucking neat. Shut up, bro.
Yeah, we got you in 4K.
Stupid. Shut up. Shut up, please.
Yeah,
dude, we could do ASMR in this shit.
I'm sure we could.
Welcome back to our ASMR. I'm in your right ear. We hate Vic.
No, I'm in your left
ear. Right. Left. This is just... Okay, so back to Vic.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck Vic. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Everybody who hates Vic, say I.
I. Ian, say it louder so we can hear you.
I.
There you go.
There you go. Close enough.
If Zoe was here, she'd say I.
Yeah.
And if anyone...
Dude, Ian, you want to hear what Zoe did today to Vic? So they're in the class with Jaden, and they're leaving class, and Zoe looks at Vic, and she goes, "Hey, Vic." And he turns around and goes, "Huh?" And she just quickly flips him off, and he goes, "Okay." And I was like, "Let's go! I trained her well." I talking about her like she's a dog or something. I trained her.
Do you see the post you sent about homecoming?
Yeah, bro. What a fucking nerd.
I was like, "I can take you, baby girl."
Did you say that?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I
love that I had to say.
Just kidding.
No, he had to say.
Oh. Preferably. Yeah, we were talking about that when we went to Verno to get stuff for the podcast, and I was like, I like how he said he prefers that it's a girl.
Yeah, but he just doesn't care.
But he doesn't say that it has to be. You know, it can be a guy, but he would prefer a girl. So, breaking news: Victor is gay,
or at least bi.
Oh yeah, I slid up and I said, "You're a simp," and he goes, "Bruh," and I said, "Don't doubt it, bitch." Are you supposed to take it off?
Yeah.
Okay. Pog.
Without context, that sounds.
Are you supposed to take off the wrapping around your? No, I don't want that.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to take it off to clean it, or to put the jelly on it, or
ew,
whatever.
Ew! Did you see his story? He's trying to be like one of those like super Republican guys. See, it has a picture of Biden with, like, blood on his hands.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, "Let's flood Snapchat with this picture. Hashtag impeach Biden. The Marine blood on his hands are shameful."
This looks weird.
Hey, I'm talking. Dude, Victor has an Android.
I know. Imagine having an Android, bro.
Stupid. What did Zoe send me a video?
No.
Hey, Ian, how much for you to lick that? The inside. That was on your leg.
It was on your leg, so. A dollar. Oh, Ian, I have Photoshop. Bro, okay. I have a Photoshop on my computer if you want to do the cover photo.
Am I getting paid?
How much you want?
How much you want per podcast? It's like 10, 15 bucks.
Per podcast? Wait,
he only has to make one cover photo.
Oh, right.
For the podcast.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you want? Like 20 bucks?
20 bucks. Should we do it after or during?
After.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess we could do it before. I mean, I'm not going to be a bitch and be like, "Oh, it's not good. We're not paying you," because I'm sure you're.
No. That's not what I meant. Does he want to make it during or after the podcast?
It's up to him.
Do you want to make it right now, or do you want to make it? If you want to, you can.
Or we can do it after.
After? Okay.
Dude, he's playing with his leg. He doesn't want to do anything else.
Does it have like those ink sacks that like I've seen on TikTok? Like I've seen TikToks.
He doesn't have that much shading in it, so there's not that much ink in one spot.
Because have you seen those TikToks where it's just the ink sack?
Yeah. But that's for like big areas that are just covered in all black or something.
That's true. Yeah.
And Ian's not about that life yet. Are you gonna get sleeves, Ian?
Are you going to shave your head like your dad?
No.
Why?
Dude, he's growing out his goatee. He's gonna.
I know, it's so long.
Is he going to look Amish?
Been spending most our lives living in Amish paradise. Have you heard that song?
Yes, I've heard that.
Jensen okay. Said he wants to be on our podcast.
Jensen Miller?
Jensen Miller, the black one.
Oh.
The only black guy in Roosevelt. I say.
Dude, I don't know. I think Jensen doesn't like me that much, which is weird. Like, I hang out with him all the time, him and Jay Bird and Devin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Jaden's also black.
Yeah. Yeah, he's also black.
I remember we went to the lake last year and Jensen came with us. Or no, he was across the lake, but he swam over to us at the cliff. And he was like the only one in the water. And Jeffrey goes, dude, you look like you're the last Cocoa Puff in the bowl of milk.
Jeffrey's weird, but he can be funny
Jeffrey's,
sometimes.
Love you, Jeffrey, but...
That sounds satisfying in the mic. Stop.
Bog.
Oh, we forgot to say we have Homer and the comic book guy.
Oh, where the fuck is my
own? Where's Homer? Oh, it's in the cup, isn't it? Oh,
homie. No.
What's in the cup?
Nothing.
There was something in the cup.
There's the cover for the USB. Yeah, dude, Ian, do you see our cups? And dude, look, our table cover, it's got Fortnite loot llamas on it. Hey, look, I brought pop figures, bro. I've got Thorn, the Fortnite guy, and I've got Pickle Rick.
It's nice to see that Jaden took my idea into consideration.
What?
About having the podcast room upstairs.
That was your idea.
That was your idea?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
What was your idea?
It was a good idea.
What was his idea?
I don't think I really had an idea.
Jaden's like, we could do it in my garage.
That would sound awful. That would sound terrible.
Dude, it echoes in here as it is. We need to soundproof this room.
I know. You can't really hear it, though.
Dude, you know where we could do the podcast? Huh. In that room in your closet that's just insulation.
Uh-huh. Dude, yeah, but it's just insulation, and it's just rafters.
Yeah.
What if it...
And?
Because, like, there's not supposed to be weight on it. What if it... And what if it breaks, and you just say, and... And we just fall through the ceiling.
We end up on the news. We end up on the news as two boys filming We Hate Vic podcast.
Wait, why do you keep saying We Hate
Vic? I don't know. Because we do.
Everybody hates Vic.
I know, but we hate Vic.
Even Dacia does now.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Pog. Hey,
yeah.
Shout out to you, Dacia Spencer.
We just need to get everyone who hates Vic... On the podcast.
On the podcast? Dude,
that would be so many people. That would be like the entire population except for Vic.
What happened to Yasmin? Victor asked for her snap.
Ooh! Victor asked for her snap.
So basically, Yasmin's our co-worker and she has a boyfriend.
And then Yasmin sent a snap to Dacia and it was Yasmin in her class and Victor was sitting right next to her.
Pog,
dude.
Yo.
Victor.
Okay. What the fuck?
No, and even his, what he wears too,
dude.
Like he just cannot dress himself,
dude. I say this every time, but if I didn't know Victor, I'd think he's gay.
Dude, I think he is.
He probably is.
Dude,
he only prefers girls to go with him to prom or homecoming. He doesn't want girls. He prefers girls.
It's a cover.
Yeah, it's a cover up.
No, but like the other day, he was wearing a pink button up shirt and sweatpants.
Huh? A pink
button up
shirt?
Pink button up shirt with sweatpants.
That doesn't. It's like a dress shirt, but with like pajama bottoms. That doesn't make any sense.
And it was pink.
And it's pink. What are you, gay?
I guess.
What are you, fucking gay?
He's like, and then who did he tell? He told some, was it Zoe that he told? He was like, too bad I'm not wearing pink socks or it would match my pink outfit.
Yeah, that's what he told
me. I was like, bro.
Oh,
dope. Oh, brother, this guy's stern.
Dude, we need a, can I get a soundboard on my computer?
Probably.
Or I know I can get one on my phone.
Jensen wants to know when he can get into the podcast. when he can get into the podcast. Well, when do you want him on? I don't know. Do you want him to be the second guest aside from Ian? Where are you going, Ian? Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't be long.
I guess Ian's technically our first guest on the first I'll ever ask podcast. Him, like,
do you want to be the be the second guest?
But okay.
Our first black guest, bro. Dude, Black Lives Matter. I'm just kidding. All lives matter. Anyways, we probably can't say that. That's really
all lives matter.
Yeah, because a lot of people were like,
They're like, only black people matter.
Only black people. Only Asian people.
It's like, bro, like all lives matter. We were all created equal by God.
Remember how himself. We were talking about earlier? We can't bring up like political topics. Yeah. We're sitting here talking about this.
It's not really political, though.
It is if you're liberal. Which
that's true. That's true.
I don't know. I just feel
sorry to all the liberals listening.
I'm not sorry. Screw my sister. You guys. Oh yeah.
Sorry, Anna.
I'm over it. I just feel like if you're going to say that Black Lives Matter and you're white, shouldn't you be saying that your own life mattered too? I mean, you're not black.
That's true.
And I've noticed there are more white black like BLM supporters than there are black BLM supporters.
Yeah, and even like the majority of black people don't even support BLM. They exactly. support All Lives Matter.
Did I tell you that Morgan Freeman doesn't like Black History Month?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. A lot of black people don't like Black History
Month. I saw it on the 60 Minutes like show or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying like, "Well, he's like, what did I do to deserve a month?" He's like, he asked the reporter, he's like, "Would you like a Black History Month?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm not black." He goes, "Okay, would you like a Jewish History Month?" And he goes, "Probably not." And he goes, "Well, why not?" He goes, "Because I don't really want the attention."
Yeah,
or something along the lines. But I mean. Big ups, Morgan Freeman.
I know, like, people can do whatever they want, but I don't support it.
No, me either.
Like,
there's a lot of things I don't support, but I probably can't say it on here.
I don't support people throwing riots in the streets. Just because one guy died? Just because a few bad police officers killed a guy, like
that makes all cops
all
mad.
The time that happens to white people, that happens to Asian people, that happens to Indian people. It's just there's bad cops, and don't get me wrong, there's good cops too, like there's great cops, but like there's also those few bad ones.
Did you see that that thing recently on the news? And there was a bunch of like BLM supporters, and they were just burning like the American flag.
That was recently.
Well, I'm getting into it. They were burning a bunch of flags, uh-huh. and then this one guy burns a BLM flag, and I think he's serving like either 6 months or 6 years in jail.
Really? See, that's like the American flag. You don't like burn it once it's old and tattered, like what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But don't just burn it because you hate America.
If you hate America so much, leave.
Exactly. Leave.
We don't want you here anyways. If you hate it so much,
we're providing you freedom over other countries, dictator-like countries that don't offer you freedom. It's like, I'll never forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'll proudly stand up next to you.
And defend her still today.
Because there ain't no doubt. I love this land.
God bless the USA.
Pog. Poggers.
Dude, that's... That was cute.
That was.
What's the name of this podcast be? Ian Gets a Tattoo.
We Love America.
We Love America.
Fuck.
No, I'm not going to say Big up Morgan Freeman.
Big up Morgan Freeman.
I don't know.
We'll Fortnite?
Fortnite. We're not even talking about Fortnite. We want to talk about Fortnite?
No.
Okay.
I hate Fortnite.
But why?
It's just... I used to like it. And then the only people that would play that game are sweaty little 9-year-olds. Mm. Fucking, I'm cranking 90s. Ooh.
So are you saying that you stopped playing because you couldn't keep up?
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to put in the time and effort to get as good, if not better?
Yeah.
I've been playing that game for 4 years. That's how long it's been out. It's 4 years, and I've been playing it for that long.
You've been playing it ever since it came out?
Mm-hmm.
Bro. That's dedication.
You know how much money my account's worth? I think it's close to like $3,000. Not even kidding.
Dude, why don't you just sell it?
Dude, I'm still playing the game. I'm not going to sell it. I know, but through. When I'm done playing, I will sell it.
Really? You're not going to be done playing.
You're right. I'm not, so I'm never
going to. And when you're done playing,
everyone's
going to be done playing, so there's no point in selling it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm never selling it. And even if it does die, like BO2, I could still always go back and like relive the memories of.
Yeah, but you can't really play. Well, I guess you can, like, creative. But like, you can't actually play a game, like, if no one's on. Like,
I mean, you could get a lobby. Like, your max people in your lobby right now, I think, is like 16 or something. And so you can all load into creative and have like a 16 battle royale.
Is the game actually fun?
This season's been really fun. I'm going to be on. Last season, the past few seasons, horrible. They've been so bad. But this season's actually really fun. As despite like UFOs randomly abducting you, it gets annoying.
That's another thing I really hated about that game. They just added the stupidest shit.
Yeah. So, a few seasons ago, it was like the crossover season.
With Marvel?
With everything.
With everything, okay.
Like, there was more crossovers that season than the entire game.
Really?
Like, just to name a few, they added, you know, The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Laura Croft.
Yeah.
They added
Master Chief.
Master Chief. They added Kratos. Why is my brother calling me? Hello?
What are you doing?
Mute your mic. While Tyler's on the phone, I guess I'll. I don't know.
Yeah, we're recording a podcast.
Poggers.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, he's kind of taking a phone call right now.
I was playing one
of them.
Pog.
Okay.
He's back.
But no, what I was gonna say is they had like it was like Kratos, Master Chief. They added
Marvel,
the Terminator.
Yeah,
they added Alien from Alien Isolation.
Did they add Predator too?
Predator, yeah,
yeah.
Predator,
LeBron.
There's LeBron. I have the LeBron James skin.
Yeah,
Travis Scott. Dude, Travis Scott is one of the sweatiest skins in the game.
I don't doubt it.
Like, so many people want him, and he's never coming back because they recently had a lawsuit. Like, Travis Scott recently had, like, a lawsuit with Fortnite, and which means he's never coming back. So he's like...
What was the lawsuit? He didn't get the money
I don't recall what it was about, but I remember seeing, like, a court case about it, and which means he's not coming back. Kind of like with when Fortnite had that lawsuit with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because they had those two
emotes. Because the Carlton dance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they also had a lawsuit with PUBG.
PUBG, really?
Because PUBG, well, it was PUBG's lawsuit, and they were saying that basically Fortnite copied them.
Well, then you could say that PUBG copied H1Z1.
That's true. That's why the lawsuit got dropped. It's because there's so many Battle Royale games, and you can't say one Battle Royale copied another, because before Battle Royale games, there was movies, and there was books, there was the Hunger Games, there was Minecraft Hunger Games. Yeah.
Minecraft Hunger Games is the OG Battle Royale.
That is true.
But I think Fortnite paved the way for Battle Royale games. I think it's what made Battle Royale games.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, that's what made Battle Royale games popular is Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
PUBG had a kind of a hand in it, but then people were like, this game is so fucking buggy, I can't play this shit.
And then Fortnite
which
dropped,
is just
like, oh, babe!
Yeah, if PUBG wasn't so buggy, then, like...
It'd be pretty good.
Yeah, it would probably be one of the most popular Battle Royale games out right now.
But Fortnite is definitely the most popular Battle Royale game, right next to Warzone.
And you know...
A lot of people are leaving Warzone because of all, like, the hackers and stuff.
Yeah. So. Well, and now they got, don't they have an Apex Legends? Got Apex Legends. I like Apex Legends.
I don't play much of Apex. I tried, but I can't get into it. But... Which is something that you don't really see much in Fortnite, which is I think is what a lot of people like, because you don't see any hackers. It's rare, because that game is so hard to hack, apparently. I mean, aside from Jarvis using aimbot, but anyways, and then he cries, you never run into hackers. How many times do you run into hackers in Warzone? Probably all the time.
All the time.
Okay. What about
every game?
What about, like, I was gonna say BO2, but that game is just fully modded now.
We're one of the hackers.
Yeah, we're hackers. And
we're fucking hackers, bro.
Yeah. Oh well, I'm over it.
No one plays. No one really cares. We don't go in multiplayer games with hackers.
Sometimes.
I can never find lobbies.
Really?
Yeah, there's no one on that game anymore, which is sad.
It's usually like
bad game.
1,000 people online.
Yeah.
I think the most I've seen is 2K.
That is.
The fuck was that?
The laptop. No, but that's one.
Mine?
Of the... No, mine.
Oh.
No, that's one of the best games. Like BO2, OG Call of Duty.
I mean, it's the best Black, or it's the best COD.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Modern Warfare 2 or Modern Warfare 3. They're good. Don't get me wrong, they're great. But it just can't be BO2. Because, sure, the campaign was good. Multiplayer was great. But BO2 has zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has multiplayer, and it also has a great campaign. It's like, you can't compare.
One of the biggest debates that I always see on like Instagram and stuff is... And it's usually a split decision, which is crazy, but it's usually like Nuketown or Rust. Where are you settling it?
1v1s,
mm-hmm.
Rust. If I were to just choose a multiplayer map, Nuketown.
I'm just Nuketown all the way. Really? I'm a Nuketown boy.
I love Nuketown, but like Rust, 1v1s just hit different on Rust.
Mm-hmm.
Same with trick shots, like doing the trick shots on the big rig thing in the middle. Like doing a 360, you know. Just hits different.
But I don't know. I grew up playing Black Ops. Black Ops 1 was my first game that I played.
Yeah. Yeah, just the Black Ops are good. Zombies was my childhood. Minecraft was also my childhood. Gotta love Minecraft. Shout out Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft is, dude.
Bro! No, stop. Stop right now. Daisha just texted me. Guess what she said? Please talk about the ketchup thing with Victor on the podcast.
No,
yes, bro. No. Sorry to cut you off, but this shit. Okay. So basically, at McDonald's, we have an assembly line where we assemble all the sandwiches, and we have a ketchup and mustard gun. There's like this trigger where you squirt ketchup and then you like squirt mustard like on two different things. Victor's dumbass picks up the ketchup, and by the trigger there's this hole. He picks it up, holds it vertically, it dumps all over himself and all over the ground and all over the assembly line. Just everywhere ketchup. Everywhere. This kid.
Talking about Victor?
Yeah, yeah. This kid is a dumbass.
Dude, we were talking about games, and then all of a sudden, Daisha texted him and said, talk about the ketchup thing about Victor on the podcast. So.
I got a text her, like, thanks for the idea.
Anyways, where was it? Minecraft. I was going to say that Minecraft is one of those games that died, but it was resurrected by, like, PewDiePie and stuff. Like, let's be honest. It's really good, but no one was playing Minecraft like a few years ago. But like, it's way more popular now than it was a few years ago because of like Dreams.
Minecraft?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the Cave and Cliff update.
Yeah, the Cave and Cliff update, yeah.
Well, yeah, because all the other stuff they were at. Well, except for the Nether update. The Nether update was good.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. Because Netherite and. Is the Nether update? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What's on yours?
I lost my other one.
Oh,
how'd you lose your other one?
Where'd you get this one from?
Oh, wait. Yeah, you told me. Yeah. Yeah, but Minecraft, it's still a good game. That game never dies. That game's been out for almost 11 years now. And it's just It's great. Like, you can't get tired of Minecraft. I mean, you can, but then you'll come back to it. You always go back to Minecraft. Because, like, it's just a sandbox. You can do whatever you want. You can build anything, kill anything. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Minecraft, I remember playing Minecraft on my PlayStation 3.
Uh-huh.
And I would go into, like a flat world on creative, and I would just build, like, pixel art.
Dude,
I would look up pixel art grid on Google, and every image I saw, I would just build. So, on my PS3, I just have like a whole world just full of like a bunch of pixel art, like good pixel art. Like, it took me like days to build stuff.
Yeah, I would go on Minecraft Pocket Edition, and I would build giant replicas of skins in the game, like giant replicas of the skins. That game, dude, brings back so many memories.
I know. Speaking of, you're playing, what are you playing? It looks like Terraria.
Is it that one game you're showing me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a side scroller, and
speaking of which,
if you die, you have to like go back to the beginning or some shit.
But since I brought it up, Terraria. Did you ever play Terraria?
Yeah. That game was fun.
A lot of people call it Terraria. I call it
Terraria.
I call it Terraria. But I tried getting into it. I can't get into it.
I thought it was fun. It's not as good as Minecraft by any means. But I still thought it was fun. I still had good times on it.
I remember playing, or not me, but my cousin played Terraria on his Xbox all the time, and that dude got so much stuff on the game. It's crazy. He still plays it. He's been playing it since he got his Xbox One, which was, oh gosh, when it first came out.
Really?
Yeah. He hasn't played as much, but when he's bored, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like us in Minecraft. When we're bored, we play Minecraft, or Uno. Which we haven't played really yet. We haven't really played Uno yet.
Oh, yeah, we need to play some Uno.
What are you doing?
You'll see. I'm in caps lock. Whoopsie daisies.
He's typing something. But he can only see the screen. I can't see the screen. Can I come look at the screen?
Hold on.
Okay.
I'll ask you. Okay,
Oh, Sam. Sam, he's back.
Yeah.
He recovered from COVID.
Yeah, COVID,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, COVID. Don't even get me started on COVID. But our manager at work, good friend Sam, he got COVID and he had to be life-flighted out because of how sick he was. So remember, everybody, don't get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because if you get the vaccine, you're more than likely, you're at a higher risk to get COVID than those who don't get it.
Dude, this is, I looked up fun questions to ask. Well, I guess this one's kind of good. If you had a boat, what would you name it?
If I had a boat?
A boat, what would you name it?
SS Isabella.
SS Isabella?
Yeah.
Why?
That was the name of the first slave ship.
No, we're not, he doesn't actually want to call it that.
The first thing that came to my mind was just a low boat.
Low boat, yeah.
Yeah, a low boat.
I thought you'd call it something like the SS Zoe. Oh,
can I not say that one?
I don't know. I don't care.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
We have the explicit label on the podcast.
Yeah, we
for
do.
A reason.
We have the explicit label on the
we
podcast.
We should put like dark.
I don't like know if you categories can. I put like it in comedy.
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 Dark comedy.
That's not a category.
You should be able
in there,
to create your own categories.
That
one of the
sick
categories is like hating Vic.
Bro.
I don't know. I like Lobo.
Lobo. If Lobo. I had a Lobo. Boat, I'd yeah. probably name it.
Hey. Sorry to cut you off, but speaking of Lobo, he came out with his own like Reese's cereal, like Reese's Puff cereal. Because you remember how Travis Scott had like the box?
Oh, yeah.
Lobo has one, and I have it. Oh, it's so far. It's so much better than Travis Scott one.
What's the? Isn't it just Reese's Puffs with
it
them
is,
on it?
Yeah, but it's like an exclusive box. Like you can't get it anymore.
Then how come it tastes better than other ones if it's just Reese's Puffs?
I didn't say it tastes better. It's just
it looks better.
It looks better than the Travis Scott one.
Oh, okay.
And I remember my mom went and bought four boxes of them, like of just the little boat one, and she didn't even like
thinking it. She's like, oh, look, this one has a guy on it. I'm like, Mom! No
way! So I had an extra one. I gave it to Trace, and he's like, bro, you're the man. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Where's mine?
Should I just bring one and hang it up on her wall?
Dude.
I have like two.
Dude.
Pog.
I'll do that. I'll bring it next time.
Okay, poggers.
Lobo.
Yeah. Okay, I searched up some would you rather questions because that might be fun.
Ooh, that feels kind of cool though. I like that.
This rectangle. How long have we been recording for? An hour? Okay. So, would you rather give up social media or eat the same dinner for the rest of your life?
Can we choose the dinner?
It doesn't specify, but yeah, I'll say sure.
Well,
I'll say sure.
So dinner mean like the same?
Yeah, it has to be the same exact thing.
So I guess Domino's as a category.
Like, no, it just has to be one thing. Like if it's Domino's, it has to be a pepperoni pizza or it has to be a cheese pizza.
Oh man.
Or give up social media, which is hard. It's hard.
Does YouTube count as social media?
Yeah.
There's like streaming services like Netflix and Hulu.
No, because you're not really social on there. Well, YouTube.
Dude, I can't give up YouTube.
Yeah, I couldn't give up or YouTube TikTok, either. Dude. TikTok is definitely social media.
So bring me all of the Chinese food that you want.
Chinese food? What Chinese food?
So
orange Panda. Chicken from Panda?
So from Panda, we'll go.
Oof.
So from Panda, we'll go. Orange chicken and beef and broccoli with half chow mein, half fried rice. That's what I get every single time. I hate chicken.
You Alfredo. Think so? I love chicken Alfredo, but I don't think I could eat it for the rest of my life.
Dude, your shit would be so light.
Enchiladas are good.
With the meal, could we add like stuff to it, like seasonings and stuff, like sauce?
No, it has to be the same meal. Dang. It has to be the same thing you ate. It just has to be every single
day. Can we have different beverages?
Yeah, beverages. Yeah, you could have different beverages.
Okay, and then I guess a fortune cookie with the Panda Express too, because you always get a fortune cookie.
They don't really taste that good.
Really? I love fortune cookies. I think they're pretty good.
I like the fortune, but I don't like the cookie.
Zoe got a fortune cookie the other day.
And yeah, is it the fortune she showed me?
Yeah, I can't
remember. Yeah, what was it? It was like...
accept yourself.
Accept yourself. That's all.
It was just accept yourself, and I was like, wow, tough. And mine said, a man cannot be satisfied without his own approval.
Deep. Yeah, deep. I think I would eat the same dinner for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Social media is hard. What would I eat?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard one.
You know what else is a hard one?
Don't. This table?
Yep.
Okay. What would I eat? That's hard, dude. I don't know.
Tough.
let's see. I don't know. Probably ramen.
Ramen. Okay.
Ramen.
Well, you have to be a specific flavor.
Beef ramen.
Beef? Really?
Beef ramen with milk.
Is that your favorite flavor of ramen? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I like pork and
pork is good.
Roast chicken. Creamy chicken is really good.
They have a cheese one. I've never tried it, but it's cheese.
I know people flavored. That put like. Slices or shredded cheese in the ramen.
Oh yeah,
I don't do that.
Or you put meat in it. No. If it's ramen, it's gonna be the high class ramen. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be the stuff you get from Japan.
Okay.
With like the egg and the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's probably what it'd be.
Pog.
Okay, so this next one is lose all the money you've earned this year, or lose all of the memories you've gained this year.
Oh. So,
yikes.
Here's my take on this. So, with the money, so does that mean like all the money that I've made this year gone, which means all the stuff that I've purchased this year gone?
Yeah. So, this podcast, well, that would be for me, but this podcast wouldn't exist.
So,
a lot of the stuff that I've bought this year. Well, what really have I bought this year? I bought.
But also, you met Zoe this year.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is when I started going out with Zoe this year. So I can't. I'll lose all the money any day. That's money? Not even. Honestly, yeah. Thinking about it, that's not even a question.
Yeah.
There's no way I can, like, lose meeting her and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, for me, nothing good has really happened this year, so I'll lose all the memories.
Dude, this podcast.
Yeah, but if
and
I...
all the memories of us being on Vic? Oh, I guess if you lost money.
The money, the podcast went through, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's so this next one is easy. Have no taste or be colorblind.
Colorblind.
Yeah.
Mr. Bertosh is colorblind.
Is she? Or Mr. Bertosh?
Mr., yeah.
Yeah, is he?
Red, green, colorblind.
Oh, really?
So Christmas must be ass.
For a second, I thought you said Mrs. Bertosh. I was like,
who's Mrs. Bertosh? Do we know Mrs. Bertosh?
Do we?
I don't think so. I'm related to the Bertoshes.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Okay. Know the date of your death or the cause of your death?
Cause.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That one's hard.
So say if my cause of death is surfing, for example.
Just don't go surfing.
Then one day when I'm surfing, I'm like, I love you guys.
Bro. Yeah, I get.
Because if I know when I'm going to die, I'll be so like overwhelmed with stuff that I feel yeah. like I got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say cause. Well, but then cause, then at any moment, you'll be like if it's like death by toaster, every time you go near a toaster, you're going to be like, ah, a toaster, I'm going to die. It's like, what?
Death by toaster. Can you imagine that reading that in someone's obituary? Just death by toaster. Death by
bathtub toaster. Okay, yeah, I'd go cause. I'd go cause. Yep. What about you, Ian?
So what was it? Cause
of
what?
No, the date of your death or the cause of your death?
Yeah. I honestly would not want to know the date of my
death. Dude, that would cause, suck, yeah. Dude. You should be like, you die September 21st, 2021.
You're sitting there waiting for it.
You're sitting, you're just like, oh, I'm just tying God. Myself oh, down God. So that I can't die.
Okay.
You just die from just natural causes. Just like, oh, well.
Okay, this one's good. This one's hard. I've thought about this a lot. So would you rather go blind or go deaf?
Deaf.
Really? I love music, though.
I do too, but...
Not being able to see the world.
Like, that would suck.
Not being able to see
but, like, belly, music, dude. Like, music is, like...
I mean, you could put your music. Hand up to the speaker and feel the beat.
Well, blind people, would you rather be deaf? And deaf people can't hear me, so.
Just blind people just reading the entire, like, podcast on Braille. There's like,
they wouldn't have to. They can listen. They're blind, not deaf.
That's what I said. The deaf people.
You said blind.
Did I say blind?
Did you say, okay.
You're stupid.
Shut up, dude. Okay. Yeah. Well, they could get subtitles. What's the point of Braille?
Are you stupid? Oh, wait.
Deaf people can still see.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Blind people but this is can't audio. See. They can't. Yeah, but they can still get subtitles, I'm sure.
On Apple Podcasts and Spotify, which is what we're streaming on?
Shout out. Maybe not Spotify at the moment, but we'll see. Maybe Spotify, hopefully. But yeah, I'm sure you can get subtitles. I know for a fact you can do it on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, win $25,000 or have your best friend win $100,000. But also, they could split it with you. Then it's more money. Anyways.
I doubt even my closest friend is going to want to split $100,000 with me. I don't care who it is. If I win $100,000, I'm not splitting it with anybody except my family. My closest friends, fuck you guys.
But what if someone came up to you and said, I'm the reason you won that money?
Like one of my friends?
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, if you won the $100,000 and then one of your closest friends was like, hey, I'm the reason you won that money. Pay the hitman.
Well, how about, let's rephrase this question, okay? Win $25,000. Is it $25,000?
Yeah.
$25,000. or have your best friend win $100,000, but they know that you're the reason that they do. That's so they don't have to assume, they just know that you're the reason.
Yeah.
And in that case, then yes, they would split it with me and I would split it with them.
But unless they don't.
Unless they don't.
And then you know it's a fake friend.
Then you know. Get the squad rolling.
Get the
squad. With the Glock 45s. Rolling. Go run them pockets. We're 100 grand richer. That's a better setup for the podcast. Pog.
Pog.
That's okay. The name of this podcast is Pog.
Huh?
That's going to be the name of the title is Pog.
Podcast is
Pog. Podcast.
Pog. That's what it should be. Podcast.
Where the hell are you going?
It better not is be.
Hello? I think he's gone. Wait.
Who is that?
Is that Lily? Is it Lily?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's Lily. Is it Lily?
Yeah.
Okay. Simp.
Simp.
He's talking to his newly wedded girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways,
it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's
right, whatever. Okay.
So
being the only single one out of all three of us.
Shut up. It used married, to not be that way.
Everyone listening, I'm married. She just doesn't know it yet. Anyways, next question.
Can I be your best man at your wedding?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Can I be one of your best men at your wedding?
Like my groomsman?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Chances are, if you're like one of the closest groomsmen, you'll probably be walking either one of my sisters or her sisters down the aisle.
Pog.
Not Pog. Not Pog.
Okay. Okay. Work a high-paying job that you hate or your dream job with only enough money for the basic necessities.
Well, I hated McDonald's.
Yeah.
And as much as I would love to work my dream job, if I can't make enough money to like buy like accessories and stuff, no thank you.
Yeah. Well, I don't. What does it mean by basic necessities? Like
food, water, shelter, electricity.
Okay.
Bills.
That's still a lot of money.
Nothing like Xbox, you know, gaming PC, pop figures,
podcast equipment,
fancy rings,
yeah,
chains.
That's Juice true. World. You're gonna buy Juice World.
Yep.
Sam.
Sam.
Sam. You ever play Black Ops? Yeah. And I can't do it.
Sam. Dude, this is why. Dude, I have. It's. I don't know if this word's offensive to say on podcasts. I'll show you, and you tell me if it's offensive, okay?
Okay.
Or if I can say it. I'll just show you. Can I say that? I know you can't say
that. I think I already said it.
Okay, because you can't say it on Twitch. I have him as Jaden Retard. Not to offend anybody, but that's his middle name. It's spelled with the L.
Yeah, that's my middle name. Yeah.
The L is silent. The Q is silent.
Yeah, it's LQ. No.
RETARDW.
Yep.
It's kind of like. Like, the way I was explaining that, it's like that one meme where it's like, his arms were cut off, his legs were cut off, his eyes were gouged out. Have you ever seen that?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's so funny. It's like when, it's like PE teachers describing what happened to kids that weren't wearing their shoes in class. It's like, his arms were cut off, his legs were cut off, his eyes were gouged out, his fingers were cut off.
What?
Because remember, did you go to King's Peak? No, you didn't.
King's, no.
Okay, so.
I went to Altamont.
So, like every year, the PE teacher would tell us that we have to wear tennis shoes. And he would tell us that we have to because there was this one time when they were playing a game in the gym, one of the kids wearing cowboy boots stepped on one of the girls wearing, you know, she was barefoot.
Yeah.
He stepped on her toe. She moved it out from underneath her, and her toe didn't come with her foot.
Really?
And I swear that is a lie. There's no way that actually happened.
It's possible, I guess.
Her legs were cut off. Her arms were cut off. Her eyes were gouged out.
Okay. this one's kind of funny. Okay, so would you rather get a text from a one-night stand that says, I'm pregnant, or I have an incurable STD?
What was the question?
So would you rather get a text from a one-night stand that says, I'm pregnant, ooh, or I have an incurable STD? I'd probably say pregnant. STD? Because mm-hmm. you could get AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS, you die.
Well.
If she's pregnant, you just have a kid. You can put that shit up for adoption.
Is this like right now? If I got one right now? With the current state that I'm living in?
Yeah, if you just had... If you just
got a text... Well, either way, it's always breaking up with me.
Why do you say that?
Because if I'm dating Zoe right now...
No, it doesn't have... Well, yeah, I guess... Yeah,
and I get a text from a one-night stand, and then Zoe finds out that I have a kid, I'm screwed. If she finds out that...
You're going to die.
That I'm going to die, I'm still screwed.
So but you have the sweet relief of death.
Yeah. So I can't be there when she's sitting there like, ah, fuck that guy. You know, he was in one-night stand. I'm dead. What am I going to do about it? What's she going to do? Beat up my gravestone?
That's true.
Bog.
I'd rather just that I'm pregnant because I don't want to have AIDS and die.
Honestly, I don't either, but I can't do Zoe like that, you know?
Yeah.
We're too close. We're, like, married.
Yeah, you would never you'd never cheat on Zoe. I know that for a fact. Your mom's search history. Okay. Would you rather know your mom's search history or your dad's?
I know both of theirs.
Okay. Porn?
No.
Okay.
Not even close. So my mom's is usually either like recipes on Pinterest or her looking up stuff for like her, like she does like bead art and like sewing and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's that. And for my dad, it'd probably be like Drudge Report or like the news or something.
Okay. I don't know either of my parents' search history, so.
My dad's a big news guy. My mom's a big mom.
Small mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's like 4'11".
Yep.
Okay. I'm trying to find a good one. Okay. I'm trying to find a good one.
We should have brought drinks.
Facts.
For these cups. These Fortnite cups.
Do you want to go get dinner after this?
Do you want to?
I'm kind of hungry.
I could buy.
Okay.
Okay.
We're just going to keep plans on the podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Is your mic still muted?
Mm-hmm. No, it's unmuted.
Oh, okay. I was like, I couldn't hear you for a second. Okay, so where was the one? Would you rather always feel the urge to pee or never know when you have to pee? And always wear a diaper, ? Okay, so I think it's either you always feel the urge to pee or you have to wear a diaper and you never know when you have to
pee. So... If you always feel the urge, I mean, you don't always have to pee, but you always feel like you have to?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a bladder infection.
yeah, that's true.
That's what a bladder infection is. You always feel like you have to pee, but nothing comes out.
Yeah.
But wearing a diaper, bro, imagine... Oh, man, can I say this? Imagine hitting someone from the back, and you just start peeing.
You just start peeing.
I know people have fetishes like that, but I can't, like...
No.
If you and your wife are trying to have a kid... Like trying to make a kid, and you end up just peeing in her,
bro. Yeah. Well, but look at this from the other standpoint. What if you're hitting it from the back and you always feel like you have to pee?
I mean,
it's still not going to be fun either way. Like you're not fucking. It's that easy.
Yeah.
It's just not happening. Well, I mean.
Well, I mean, I'm sure eventually you'd get used to it.
You think?
After, if it's constant, I'm sure eventually you're just like, you just know when you're going to have to.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah. Well, we've been recording for a while.
How long?
An hour and 20 minutes.
Damn!
Okay. Are we cutting this thing? Wait. Yeah. I say we go out with one antidote about how we hate Vic.
Okay, let's all go around the table and say one thing we hate most about Victor.
Okay, I'll go first. His clothes.
His clothes, okay. I'll go with... expand on that, actually. His clothes.
His clothes. He just dresses... I don't want to say this.
Gay?
Homosexual. Homosexually. Okay. Yeah, yeah. He dresses... He's straight, but he dresses like he's a homosexual.
Mm.
But... Yeah, and also, Victor's kind of a big guy, like a hefty guy, and most of the clothes he wears, you can really see his titties.
Mm, definitely. I feel that on a spiritual level.
Yeah, so, I don't know what else to say, his style's ugly.
Mm. I'd say one thing, is it what we hate most about him, or just one thing?
Just one thing you hate about him.
I'd say how hard he tries to... This is going to be really fucked up. But how hard he tries to fit in.
Oh, that's true.
I'm sorry, but like we would be having a conversation with people at work, and then he'd come in, hear the topic, and try his hardest to relate.
I know, dude. It's like...
It's sad, but it just really... Like, you don't need to... Like, there's sometimes he'd be talking about... Like, you guys be talking about... I don't know what it is. I'm not going to try and barge in and be like, oh, yeah, I know so much about Game of Thrones. You know, yeah. I know nothing about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But I can't go and be like, oh, yeah, the dragon scene? Pog!
You know? Yeah.
You know, but yeah. he just tries to not one-up everybody, but act like he knows everything about everything that we talk about.
Yeah.
So, Pog.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say this one thing really quick. He's so antisocial,
mm-hmm,
too. Like,
he's really awkward.
Yeah, I tried to make him friends. Like, I went up to some of my friends, and I was like, "Hey, Vic, like, look, here's some friends. You know, like trying to get him to be friends with him." And I hold on to him so he like, I grab onto him so he can, like, actually talk to him, but he just like runs away.
Yeah, he's pretty antisocial.
Yeah.
So.
But oh.
Like, first day at work, he wasn't. He's like.
Well, yeah. He's awkward just in general.
He's just.
I'll give the mic to Ian. Ian, here's the mic. Give us one thing that you hate about Victor and expand on it.
He's too nice. It just like, it bothers me. Like it just kind of, I don't trust it, you know, like.
It's like he's a serial killer.
Yeah, like it's those kind of people that have like the most skeletons in their closet.
Yeah, that's true.
Like his weird, I don't know, Disney movie.
Yeah.
So he's just too nice. Yeah. All right, Pog. So yeah. We went around the table.
Said everything we. And hate I think about that's Vic.
A good way to end the first episode. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
So. You gotta get home. Yeah, we're going to eat.
Yeah.
Unless you wanna come with, I don't know.
Probably. What about Mikasa?
You wanna go to Mikasa? Mikasa? I heard it's kinda early. It's 7:40, dog.
Oh well, I don't care.
We'll find somewhere.
Anyways, you can come.
You can come eat with us. We're not gonna cut you out.
Lily's crying her eyes out.
Okay.
We're not gonna talk about that right now.
Yeah. Okay. So thanks for.
Hang on. Hold up. Oh, wait. I got a Snapchat from Victor.
Okay.
Right as we're closing out, he says, "Oh God."
Oh.
I post on my story. I said, "We're recording the first episode, baby," and he goes, "Oh God."
All right. Well.
Yep. We hate you. Okay. Anyways.
Anyways, fuck you, Vic.
Fuck you, Vic.